Welcome to Healthy Her, the podcast designed to inspire women to lead lives filled with health and happiness. I'm Dr. Amy Brenner, your host discussing nutrition, hormones, aesthetics, sexual health, and more. Join us each week as we dive into feeling better, looking better, and living better. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Her. Today I have one of the smartest people I know who lives and breathes functional integrative medicine, Jessica Dayton, one of our nurse practitioners. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Anytime.
Have you ever had unexplained fatigue, can't lose weight, cold intolerance, hair texture changes? Well, you're going to want to stay tuned because today we're talking about something that you may or may not have. It's really common, and it's a thyroid disease. So before we get into it, let's talk about what is the thyroid, where is it, and what does it do?
Yeah, so your thyroid is a butterfly gland right here on your neck. So you're not supposed to always feel it. Sometimes you can have little nodules, so that's why you check it. But it helps every function in your body. There's actually receptors all over your entire body to make it function properly, your metabolism, everything.
Yeah. So how common is thyroid dysfunction? Or I should say, how often are we seeing patients that have an issue with their thyroid?
So we grab labs that are part of like the hormone consult, and we add in thyroid because it can mimic hormone disruption. And we are surprised at how many people have it and don't even realize it. Like, oh, actually you have thyroid disorder. Your hormones could probably get some help, but really it's your thyroid. So sometimes it's a surprise and people don't have any idea because their doctors just run their TSH and they're like, you're good to go.
Yeah. So you mentioned a TSH. First of all, can you explain to people what does TSH stand for and what blood tests that we check for the thyroid compared to what maybe your traditional doctor looks at?
Yep. So your TSH is your thyroid stimulating hormone. It comes from your pituitary gland. It's actually a feedback loop type of hormone. So it's not actually a thyroid hormone. It just says like, hey, does your thyroid need stimulated or does it not? So I always tell people, because it's kind of confusing when you look at it, because when it's high, you're hypo. When it's low, you're hyper. So I tell people it's kind of like an alarm system. Like if you're pressing the snooze button a lot on your alarm clock, then it's going off and off. That means you're hypo. So if your numbers are high, that alarm clock is going off all the time. Like, go ahead, do something. If it is low, then there's no need for an alarm clock to go off because it's just trucking away.
Yeah. So when you say hypothyroidism, that means an underactive thyroid where you don't have enough thyroid hormone around, versus hyperthyroid, you have too much hyperthyroidism around. And I think the topic of hyperthyroidism is probably a topic for another day. It's not as common, but your thyroid gland or not having enough hormone is a lot more common than what we see day in and day out.
Yes. Yep. I would say I see a lot of thyroid patients, a lot of hormone patients that turn into thyroid patients. They don't even know.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. Because the symptoms can be really confusing. Can you go over there's a lot of symptoms that could be suggestive because, as you mentioned, there are thyroid receptors in every cell of our body. But what are the common symptoms that we typically see with a thyroid, like a hypofunctioning thyroid?
So it's typically, it can be fatigue, brain fog, hair loss, skin texture issues are the biggest ones. I know some people complain about not being able to lose weight is another one. Those are the biggest ones that people complain of, but I've seen weird ones and just random things because it affects everything, but those are the common ones.
Yeah. So I know me personally, I have a thyroid issue and I didn't have like rip-roaring hypothyroidism. It was more of a thyroid dysfunction, but when I look back, my sister lives across town about 45 minutes away, and I would literally feel like I needed to pull over and take a nap driving to my sister's house of just 45 minutes away, or I was always freezing.
Yes.
So I just couldn't get warm. doing surgery in the operating room, I felt like I just couldn't get like, because it's a little chilly there, of all these warm blankets and having to put like clothes underneath my scrubs. I just couldn't get warm. And it was negatively affecting my cholesterol. And so for me, those were kind of the weird symptoms. And, you know, always just had my TSH checked. And looking back, it was borderline, which was suspicious. But the other labs that we check in my practice when we learned about that, I'm like, oh, this is a problem here. Mm-hmm. So can you mention, tell everybody what labs we check compared to what kind of traditional medicine is still checking?
Yeah. So we typically check TSH, as other medicines do, and then we check T4. We don't just make it reflux to if your TSH is bad. We also do your free T3, your reverse T3, and two antibodies to make sure you don't have something called Hashimoto's.
Yeah. And what are we specifically looking for? Can you explain to people what we're looking for and kind of what the most important of those is?
Yeah.
Versus if somebody says, oh, I had my thyroid checked and I was told it was normal, which I hear that every day.
All the time. So antibodies check to see if you have something called Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disorder where you're actually attacking your own thyroid. And then your T4 is not an active hormone. It is a pro-hormone. It converts into free T3 and reverse T3. So free T is the most active form of thyroid hormone. So when it touches the cell, it's activated and it gets utilized. Reverse T3 it actually blocks the free T3 from going into the cells. So you need it if you are getting injured. It is important to have, but you don't want it too high, because reverse T3, it can make you feel, it elevates if you're like stressed and things like that, and then doesn't allow that free T3 to go in to the cells.
Yeah. One of the ways I like to explain it to patients is free T3 is like the gas pedal for all of your cells of your body, of stimulating your metabolism, and reverse T3 is the brake, is it just slows everything down. So if your reverse T3 is too high, it's telling your body like, things need to slow down, which could be a whole other issue of an adrenal issue or something else going on, but that's telling your body like it needs to slow down.
And then your T3, there's a lot of your T4 converts into free T3 and reverse T3. And it also plays a big role in your gut health and how well that's going to convert into free T3 versus reverse T3. And then your adrenals too. If those are messed up, you can have bad conversion.
Yeah. So we see a lot of patients that are already being treated for thyroid issues, but still having a lot of symptoms of thyroid dysfunction. Can you talk about the different kinds of medications that are used to treat a poorly functioning thyroid gland?
Mm-hmm. So there's conventional, there's the most people know Synthroid, the synthetic, which is just T4. And then when you give that to someone, you hope that they're converting well into free T3 and reverse T3. We find that there's a lot of people that aren't converting well, so their reverse T3 is getting too high. So on their labs, their doc's like, yep, your TSH and your T4 are great. And you're like, why do I still feel bad? And it's likely because your T3 is not super great. So we can either give you just T3 synthetic, or we can transition you to the desiccated thyroid, which is from a pig.
Yeah.
That has both of it in there.
And that's what I take. That's actually my favorite, because it helps you get your T3 to the upper end of the range, but then there's also some T4 to constantly providing that substrate to get converted over to T3.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, what's being taught in medical school and residency these days really still hasn't changed, and people are just giving T4 medications, versus I really like the natural desiccated thyroid that has both.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people even benefit from the desiccated and a little bit of the synthetic. So I think we do a good job at combining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned of how adrenals work, and you mentioned gut health, because I know I believe that it's not just as simple of switching medications, that a lot of things affect the thyroid. So yeah. Maybe you can touch on that.
Yeah. So gut health, we do GI MAP, so we can test all fun things in your gut. We have a whole video or podcast talking about that. But if your gut is not healthy, then you're not going to convert your medicine very well. So a lot of people, they're like, I switch from one dose to another, and it just seems that I swing back and forth a lot. And sometimes that can be your gut or your adrenals. So going further in and checking to make sure that those are in good shape so it can use the medicine appropriately is what we like to do.
I like to explain to people that the thyroid is not just operating in a silo, but it's more like a symphony. And when all of your hormones are balanced, the sex steroids, adrenals, thyroid, your nutrients are optimized, because so many things interfere or play a role in how the thyroid works. Different nutrients affect that conversion. Different medications can block that conversion. Progesterone helps T3 actually get into the cell, as does exercise. So it's not just as simple as, like, let's switch you from this medication to this medication.
Mm-hmm. Also, decreasing antibodies as much as possible. So getting gluten-free sometimes helps people, but also supplements are good too. So you have zinc and selenium, and your vitamin B and your D also being optimal can also make you feel better. Some people are like, I think my thyroid medicine's off. And then really their D3 is not very high because we live in Ohio. And yes. Then they get on vitamin D and that helps.
Yeah. Even people that live in Florida, I guess I don't really know anybody that has an optimal vitamin D level unless they're supplementing. So even when people come in and are like, look, I'm really tan, I spend half the year in Florida, I still don't see really good levels. I think it's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
So, what about once you're on thyroid medication, can you ever come off of it?
So I've seen a few people, they work really hard. They do, honestly, a lot of different things for their gut health and their adrenals, even some peptides like the BPC. So it's not like, I've seen a few people be able to get off. I think it's kind of just depends on the person and depends on how long have they had Hashi's, how much, or just thyroid disorder, how much damage has got done to it. So it's not 100% we can get people off, but I think I've had a few people be able to do like diet and lifestyle changes and supplements, and they maintain their thyroid. We still monitor it, but they've been able to do not just thyroid medicine.
Right. You mentioned how the adrenals affect the thyroid. Can you talk a little bit of how we look at adrenals and also the adrenals' influence on the thyroid?
Yeah. So we do adrenal testing. That's where you spit into these containers. And then 4 times a day, so we can see what your adrenals are all day long. And then fixing that, it helps your not convert into so much reverse T3, so you're getting better optimal free T3. And sometimes people are like, oh, I had that checked at my doctor's. And usually what it is, they just did one data point. They just did one quick blood draw and they're like, oh, your cortisol at this point was great. But really you need to test it the whole day to see what the trend was.
Right. What can people expect once their thyroid is optimal?
They have better, energy, their skin's better, hair's better, feel like they can lose weight. They feel like they're probably not as cold all the time.
Yeah. So obviously we treat a lot of thyroid, but I've had a patient recently say, well, I looked at the package insert and I saw all the symptoms that I'm already having on the medication side effect. So I don't want to take that medicine. I don't know if you can comment on that.
It was a desiccated. They read that. One of them. Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone reacts different to medicines. And when they do those studies, if you complain of it,
yes,
then
it gets written
it
down
on there.
So
doesn't matter that you got sick with the flu. They're putting it on there because it was part of the study and they complained about it. So that's why there's such a long list. So it's more of like what the common ones are. And we still monitor it and check your levels. So,
yes. Yeah. What are the symptoms of that we might see with a thyroid medication that we make our patients aware of.
So too much medicine can be jitteriness. You'll go to bed at nighttime and you just like can't turn your brain off, more than just like you had a long day. You're like, something's going
on. I usually
on.
Tell people, like, if you take too much thyroid medicine, it can make you feel like you drank like a huge cup of coffee like in 10 minutes. You just feel really amped up pretty soon after taking it. And the blood work is really going to point that out, where they need to lower the dose.
Yeah.
So, now, maybe there are practices that believe in this philosophy of looking at all of this blood work, but and sometimes we see that more is not always better, that it's not just your thyroid. So symptoms of not being able to lose weight, tired, hair changes, what else could it be?
So definitely can be your hormones. It can be a lack of some sort of vitamin. It can be insulin resistance. But yes, I've seen people come in their doc. They're doing great. They're trying to optimize their thyroid, and their thyroid is fine. You don't need more medicine. You probably need something else, which is why also when people come in not complaining of thyroid, we draw it, because we're like, yeah, I know you want your hormones checked, but you might be surprised what we find of your thyroid.
Yes. So. Long story short, we don't guess, we test. Mm-hmm. Hope this was helpful and gave you a little glimpse of knowing a little bit more about your thyroid.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Her. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a quick 5-star review on your podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our show. Do you have questions or want to discuss a particular topic? You can reach us by emailing ask@dramiebrenner.com or calling 513-204-8403 and leaving a voicemail. We might feature your question or comment in an upcoming episode, so don't miss out on the chance to be a part of the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back with us next time. Take care, and remember, your Healthy Her journey begins with you. This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute medical advice, the practice of medicine, nursing, or other healthcare services. No patient-physician relationship is formed. The information in the podcast and any references, material, or links are at the sole discretion of the listener and not meant to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listeners should not delay or disregard obtaining medical advice for any medical diagnosis or issues that they may have, and should seek medical care or advice from their healthcare provider for any such conditions.